Hello guys, I thought I would come in and do a audiobook in response to, actually I was going to bring this up in my boo, but I'm glad someone else has, so I thought I would jump on the bandwagon as it were, and respond to the thread of blind people and their mannerisms or traits, whatever you want to call them. I am very lucky. I do not have those mannerisms or traits, thank goodness. I had lost my sight when I was 11. But up until then, I was partially sighted, and I didn't do any of that stuff. I think, basically, this is my opinion, of course. it's not acceptable. Okay. They maybe don't know that they're doing it, that's fine, but, I mean, you know, you've got to, you know, as a friend said to me, you've got to work out what's, you know, when's acceptable and when's not, or what's acceptable and what's not. And it's fine if you want to do it in your own home, in privacy, that's fine, but I don't agree with blind people standing in the middle of the street or whatever doing that, rocking or whatever they do, because it just looks awful to members of the public, and thinking, and they're probably thinking, oh for goodness sake, look at that, what sort of behaviour is that, kind of thing. And you know, I'm very lucky. I don't have such traits or mannerisms, but I know a couple who do. I know a few of my friends who do. As someone had said, that it is a very hard habit to break. I can't imagine how hard it would be, but I'm sure it would be pretty hard to break. But I'm sure if they worked at it, because even if they don't know they're doing it, their friends, their sighted friend, if they've got any sighted friends, they'll see them doing it. And maybe their sighted friends should just say, hey, do you approach them nicely and say, hey, do you know that you're doing such and such? And encourage them to stop, or encourage them to, that their friend's going to help them. Because I'm sure if they found out, they would be embarrassed. But I don't know, it's kind of a hard one, really. But I know people that would, you know, I've heard of blind people that would just stand in one spot and spin round and rocking. And just, I had actually asked someone, I know some people, blind people, that would stand in the middle of a room and click their fingers. And I said to somebody, what is actually that? And they said, well, it could be a number of things, but it could be echolocation, that they're trying to hear the echo of the room that they're in. I mean, I don't know whether that's a mannerism or not. I suppose it depends what way, where it's done. And if you continually do it, I suppose, you know, if you keep standing in the one spot and doing it all the time, then I suppose it would be a mannerism. I don't know. But if you do it once, if you're in a room and you do it once, and you go and you find a seat and sit down and you don't do it again, then I suppose it's not really. I don't know. But I just thought I would respond to this thread. Not quite sure how to post booze to the VIP advisors channel, so if people want to comment on this boo, they can either do a written comment underneath, a text comment, or they can send me a DM, those of you who are following me, of course. But I just thought I would put my opinion in, and take care, and bye for now.